Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 21, Commitment. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode goes deeper into one of the defining traits of a meaningful life. Commitment. Earl returns to an idea he learned from J. Paul Getty, who divided people into three broad categories, not as a judgment, but just as an observation. The three types of people. The first group is what Getty called the unfortunate. These people are the ones who are constantly complaining about what's happening to them. Life is unfair. Things never go their way. And rather than keeping that misery to themselves, they often spread it to others through complaining, negativity, or making life more difficult for the people around them. They're the ones who seem to take a strange satisfaction in saying no. The store is closed. The item isn't available. I'm too busy to help. Life is something that happens to them, and they make sure everyone else feels it too. The second group is the uncommitted. These are often decent people. They're capable people, but they're always looking ahead to what's next. The better opportunity, the hypothetical future. They never fully commit to where they are right now. Because of that, they never quite make the most of their current situation. Their effort is hedged. Their energy is divided. They're physically present, but psychologically elsewhere. The third group is the committed. These are the people who arrange the world for everyone else. They stick with things long enough to make them truly good, sometimes exceptional. They labor, persist, and take responsibility when others drift away. They build what the rest of us inhabit. I like to think of this not as a fixed category, but as a spectrum. We all move along it at different times. The key is self-awareness, recognizing where we are and choosing to move toward greater commitment. From there, Earl moves into the topic of growth, and he uses a phrase that stuck with me. To grow, you must let go. That phrase landed personally. What am I holding on to out of habit or comfort that's quietly holding me back? The older I get, it's easier to settle into routines, to keep doing what I've always done because it's familiar. But growth doesn't come from repetition alone. It comes from creating new pathways, forming new connections, and deliberately stretching beyond what's comfortable. Earl quotes Henry David Thoreau, who said, "Only that day dawns to which we are awake." Growth requires wakefulness, awareness, intentional change. Emotion is fuel, not a flaw. Earl then challenges another common assumption that we should always be cool, calm, and detached. He disagrees. It's emotion that moves us. It's passion that drives action. It's feeling that makes commitment possible. We want emotion in our relationships. We want passion in our work. And a deep commitment to a worthy goal should make us excited to get up in the morning. That excitement pushes us to learn more, to become more, and to endure difficulty because we know we're aiming at something meaningful. The episode ends with a powerful contrast between humans and machines. Machines, Earl points out, become obsolete when conditions change. They are built for a fixed purpose. When the environment shifts, they're replaced. Humans are different. When circumstances change, we are forced to change. And when we change, we grow. That thought felt especially relevant today, when so many people are anxious about technology and artificial intelligence. But humans don't become obsolete. We adapt. We learn. We evolve. No matter how industries shift, tools change, or roles disappear, the human capacity to grow and respond remains. So episode 21 leaves me with these reminders. Commitment separates drifting from building. Growth requires letting go. Emotion fuels effort, and change doesn't end us. It develops us. No matter what shifts around us, we can choose to commit, adapt, and grow. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.